So someone from within the confessional tells you that they are currently abusing children. Do you report that to the police?
I do not report to the police. I do my level best to persuade the person to go to the police themselves. But I do not report to the police what I heard in confession.
And note, Father Flannery, my question. Currently abusing children. So you, in order to protect the confessional, the integrity of the confessional, you will maintain the confidentiality of that confessional, even if it means more children being abused.
But this is a totally unreal discussion, Stephen, because, as I say, it doesn't happen. Let me just explain.
Let
me explain, Stephen, please. For one thing, in the present circumstances in the Catholic Church in Ireland, which is what I'm familiar with, the majority of even practicing Catholics do not go to confession anymore. And then of those who do, the large majority of them go in a type of communal celebration in which people mention their sins in a very generalized type of way. I, for instance, haven't heard confessions in a confession box in many years myself. So, like, you are presenting to me a situation that is unreal in my experience.
But we don't need to get caught up in this. The whole point of the Cloyne report, and that's what this has really come out of, it found that allegations of abuse by priests made since 1996 had not been properly handled.
I absolutely agree with all of that.
By the Bishop of the Diocese, John McGee.
I absolutely agree with that. So, and I think that the Church has to do a much better job in reporting abuse and then protecting children.
So what Shatter is doing here...
And it has improved a lot.
Okay, but what Shatter is doing here is he is saying, hold on a minute, we are now going to make it law that if you receive information about a child being abused, you must report it, whether it's within the confessional or not.
Okay, Stephen, take an actual situation. And supposing I was hearing confessions in a confession box and somebody came in at the other side of the box, in the penitent side, and reveal something like that. Now, in a confession box, all you can see is an outline of a shadow of a person. Now, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to get out of my box, open their door, apprehend that person and say, I want your name and address? I can tell you, Stephen, it would be a great way of getting rid of the queue that was waiting outside my box.